Ladies and gentlemen, a very good afternoon. Welcome to the Florida Senate and to the Communications, Energy, and Public Utilities Committee. It's officially called to order. Ms. Tamara, if you'll call the roll, please.
Chair Bean.
Here.
Vice Chair Munford.
Here.
Senator Broxson. Senator Campbell.
Here.
Senator Grimsley.
Here.
Senator Stargell.
Here.
Senator Young.
Here.
A quorum is present.
A quorum is present. And for the record, Senator Broxson is excused. Members, I apologize. Totally me. I got caught with a speaking group on the floor and could not leave. But it's great to be with you now. I'll make it up as we will run this meeting as efficiently as possible. Members, there is one item on our docket today, and that is to consider the appointment of another public service commissioner. He is here today. He will answer your questions. And let's bring him up right now. Mr. Andrew Fay, please come forward. Raise your right hand to be sworn in as a witness. Andrew Fay, do you swear or affirm that the evidence you are about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Very good. Welcome, Mr. Fay. We're glad to have you here. You're recognized to give any opening remarks. Introduce yourself to us, my friend.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Andrew Fay, I, in the past few years, have worked in the Attorney General's office in a number of areas, mainly legislative affairs and cabinet affairs. I'm excited and honored to be in front of you today. I think the utility industry as a whole has a significant impact on our state, and I look to use my experience and my qualifications to hopefully bring some value to that that commission. I am happy to talk a little bit more about my experience in the legislature and within the cabinet, Mr. Chairman, but I'm also happy to answer some questions if at your discretion.
Very good. Before I turn it over to the members, I'll do the first question, which is there was a whole bunch of applicants to the position. Why'd they pick you? What made you, something in your background or your qualifications stood out? Tell us, why do you think the nominating commission chose you to move forward?
Thank you for the question, Mr. Chairman. I think it probably starts with strong leadership at the nominating council level. I think the process itself is extremely thorough as it relates to your background, your financials, and all the fun things that you get to provide when you apply. I do take great pride in that. I was the only nominee that was unanimously supported that was sent out from that council. But I think more importantly, those who have worked with me at any point in time within my time with the state know that I provide a thorough and objective analysis on anything that is placed before me, and I take great pride and significance in all of those decisions. I also think that the process, the nominating process itself, lends an opportunity for those to discuss all of their skills and abilities and a wide array of areas that may bring value to the Public Service Commission. And I will tell you from my experience, I just got my parking spot yesterday, so I'm getting settled in, but I have been extremely impressed with both the staff and the other members of the commission, and find it very exciting that each member has a skill within themselves. And so spent some time with Commissioner Clark, who's here today, who has some experience in this area. But just in general, knowing that there's folks that have different skill sets on that commission, I think I bring a strong viewpoint as a lawyer to that equation. And I also think that as a legislature, as a state, we have to be representative of all bodies and generations. And I think historically the Public Service Commission has been looked at as folks who are sort of at the different part in their career than maybe I would be. And so I'm hopeful that part of that vision that I can bring is maybe different and maybe beneficial for all parties.
Very good. You're now an expert on the nominating process. Do you think it's the best that we have right now? It's a check and balance between the governor's role and then the check and balance of the legislature. What's your thoughts on the nominating process?
Yeah, as the individual who is nominated, be careful to critique it too much, Mr. Chairman. I will say to your question, I think the energy sector as a whole is an area where in a state like Florida, where we have thousands of people a day moving to this state, some stability is extremely important for those around the country and those in this industry that are watching us as to what we will do next and what we have done. And I think anything that can help ensure there's some stability and that process is a good thing. And so I recognize the terms are 4 years and they're divided up as to different time periods. But I think anything that will ensure the right people that are in this role can provide some certainty and stability will improve our overall benefit that we get from this process.
Very good. Members, questions? I got a couple more, but members, this is Mr. Fay. He's been nominated to be on the PSC. It's our turn to ask him anything you want. Who's got a question or thought? Senator Monford, you're recognized for a question or a series of questions. You don't need to go to the chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Fay, what do you see as the single most important challenge that the commission will face in the next 5 to 7 years?
Yeah, thank you, Senator Monford. I think, and you may have heard this answer before, but it's from what I know at this point, the most significant issue is the continued evaluation of the balance between the interested parties, the consumers, and those who provide the utility. I will tell you with a little bit of my nerdy techie viewpoint that I think the cyber security of the information that is housed within these utilities and even the security of our grid is going to create a new concern for us that I think many states have not previously thought about. And so I think anytime you have a sort of a interruptive concern, something that is different and new, it's extremely challenging because the solutions are not already provided. The obligation will be on these entities to come up with some of those solutions and protections. And I think anytime that we can have a single act potentially take out, you know, tens of thousands of people's power, it's concerning. And I think we need to start thinking about if and when that happens, how will we respond and what's the best way to prepare for something like that.
Very good answer. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Members in questions. Members, Senator Young, you're recognized for a question or series of questions.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Fay, I know that no one goes to the PSC with every bit of knowledge they need to do the job. And so I'd just like to kind of hear what your thought process is on how you're going to get up to speed on all the various and sundry issues that you're going to need to understand.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Senator Young. I completely agree with you. From what I've learned at this point, the energy sector is an extremely complex sector. I do feel sort of like, you know, those high school football players that carry around their football with them. I have my binder here, my briefing book, and it hasn't left my hands yet. It's an extremely complex area, and I think that the staff at the Public Service Commission that I've met with already are in their areas are extremely well versed in the details that go into a lot of this. I also think that having a passion or an excitement to learn this area may not be something that everyone has, and I truly feel that. And so I was joking with some friends as I was going through the briefing book and learning some things. I was shocked to see there's a giant natural gas pipeline running through our Gulf that brings that resource into our state. There's so many things that the more I learn, the more I realize there is to learn. And so I'm extremely excited about that. I was surprised to learn that within our electricity portfolio, natural gas takes about 64% of what's provided in the state. I grew up in Tampa, and electric was what we had. And moving to Tallahassee, you suddenly had this option of natural gas and electricity. And so I think those things translate to real world issues for people. I was surprised to see some of the renewable resources and the distributions of those that are available. And so I think a 100% commitment to learning it and having a passion to do that, I think will benefit me in the long run. And I also will say, which anyone who's worked with me and of course probably my wife included will tell you, I'm not afraid to admit I don't know everything. There's a lot of stuff I don't know, and so I'm prepared to ask those questions when I need to.
Thank you.
Yep, thank you.
Additional members, you know, one thing you do know is working with the legislature and in your role Attorney General Bondi. You had great interaction with the legislature. And maybe some will say that the PSC and the legislature hasn't worked hand in hand. What do you think you can do to bring the two together?
Sure. I think with all relationships like that, communication is extremely key. I think a recognition just as a lawyer that the authority that's placed upon any member of the PSC and the Public Service Commission as a whole is that given to it by the legislature. Otherwise, it wouldn't have that authority. And so I don't see that as a form of power given to the PSC. I see it as a form of responsibility. That authority given to them will impact potentially millions of individuals in the state. Those individuals are also constituents of members of the legislature. And so I think to ignore that component is dangerous. I think the communication needs to be provided to those members of the legislature. And I do think it's a continued process. I've noticed, Mr. Chairman, as you've taken over this role, I went back to watch all of your committees, and you've taken an active role in the area, and even to the discussion related to proposal that you brought forward to the committee through Senator Brandis, there's a long-term outlook that needs to be done to look at the energy sector for our state. There's little areas where you've brought forward proposal, pieces of legislation to improve certain areas. I think that's a constant discussion that needs to be had. I don't think the energy sector is one that you can take a swipe at something with 1 year and believe that it's going to be fixed or that you're going to be done with it. It needs to have a constant commitment from all parties engaged. And I think you've done an amazing job of engaging those folks in this committee, but I think it's the responsibility also to the commissioners to keep that line of communication.
That's an excellent answer, especially when you talk about the chairman. We like that, too. So here's what I've discovered in my role, and I, too, am learning, and I've been doing this for several months as chair of this committee. And one thing I've discovered is what Florida has come to expect from the legislature and the PSC. It's what they love and what they demand, and they want low-cost electricity. That's what they want. What are you going to do, and what are you going to tell everybody going forward? What assurances can you give us that you are going to continue to work for low-rated or cheap electricity? Let's just call it cheap electricity.
Sure. Along the list of things that I was excited to learn as I was going through this material is, as you know, Mr. Chairman, Florida, we're under the national average as far as our kilowatt per hour cost. That's a great thing to brag about, and I think it's something that's great for the state. I think it does show that some things are working, right? I think that number is important to consumers. I do think we have to continue to evaluate cost-effective forms of energy. I think that that is a key component to the price. When you look at the portfolio of the state and the energy provided, if there are great ideas of ways to provide energy but are not in some way cost effective for the production, that'll drive that rate up and of course impact consumers as a whole. I also think that the diversification of energy is a key component to that. I think we've been fortunate enough to have strong and consistent pricing for natural gas, which of course when you have a large natural gas portfolio is extremely beneficial. But I think Florida as a whole needs to be prepared to look at other areas, and even areas they're already in, but other areas that may potentially shift when those costs shift in a certain area to fill that, to keep those prices low. And I know it's easier said than done. There's a lot of thought and investment that
It's what Clark and Graham said, that we are heavily reliant on natural gas, and we are blessed by a very low market rate of that, and that is a commodity, and one day it's not it's just when it's going to go back up, and that's also going to have a very drastic effect on our addiction to cheap electricity in Florida. So we're counting on you going forward. Members, are there any additional questions of Mr. Fay? Hearing no questions, Senator Campbell moves the recommend confirmation of Mr. Andrew Fay as Commissioner, Public Service Commission, seconded by Monford, Young, and Stargell. With that, is there debate? Is there any debate? Debate on Mr. Fay's consideration. Very good.
Thank you, Senator.
Senator Campbell says congratulations. Senator Stargell, you're recognized in debate.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I didn't ask any questions, so I had the opportunity to do some of that earlier in the nominating process, but I'm very excited about your appointment. Some of the things that you've said in answering the questions that have struck me as why I think you're the right person for this job is your dedication to learning the issues, the way that you're looking at the innovation, and thinking out of the box with a fresh opinion on how we can do some things in the state of Florida, recognizing we have a lot of disruptive innovation things happening all over the place. And I think our utilities is one where we're all used to doing it a certain way, but there may be some things that we can do differently or better as we move in the future. I don't know what it holds either. So I'm excited for your nomination. I'm looking forward to support you as you go through this process and then working your support.
Thank you, Senator.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Campbell for bonus debate.
The bonus debate. Well, I met Mr. Fay, I could say, 6 years ago, and I used to bring my constituents from Miami to City of Astoria's office, you know, 501c3 organization, to give them resources to help them move their business. And he always there and give them all type of resources in Miami. And he talks to them nice, and we're always joking. I didn't even know that was Mr. Fay when I heard, when I saw him today. I said, it is you? You're so young to get this position. But I know he's going to do well because he's been doing well at the state of attorney's office. So I wish you good luck.
Thank you, Senator.
For good additional members, I just wish to say we spent a good deal of yesterday afternoon together, and I appreciate the preparation that you've gone through for today, for yesterday, and going forward. Keeping your manual is probably a smart idea. That's a Clark technique that we've seen in years past. So with that, members, we will now move the question on confirmation of Andrew Fay for Public Service Commission. Tamara, please call the roll.
Senator Broxson, Senator Campbell.
Yes.
Senator Grimsley, Senator Stargell.
Yes.
Senator Young.
Yes.
Vice Chair Munford.
Yes.
Chair Bean.
Yes. Members, by your vote, the confirmation of Mr. Andrew Fay will be reported and recommended favorably. Mr. Fay, thank you very much for your time and congratulations.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, committee. Thank you. Thank you.
Members, there's is there any other business to come before the committee? I do have a recognition. We've got some great community leaders. They are following me around today and watching all kinds of things. They could have gone anywhere today, members, but they came to chose the Utilities Committee to see Mr. Fay go under testimony. So we want to salute them and thank everybody for allowing us the privilege of serving. Is there any other business to come before the committee? With that, Senator Young moves we adjourned.